barrier, and of course we can carry on our normal work, our normal daily tasks or whatever. So Allah had given him the power, Allah had given him the ability. In fact, they even spoke about kharj. They spoke about giving him some kind of a levy for the job. But he said, this is what Allah has given me. Allah has given me the power. Allah has given me the ability. So hence he built. Now when you look at the ayats of the Quran Sharif, you'll find one was, it was made of iron, it was made of steel. And the other, there was molten copper that he built this wall. Now, he now puts the Ya'juj Ma'juj behind this barrier, and Ya'juj Ma'juj is in that condition, in that state. Now, who is Ya'juj Ma'juj? We have many people that speak very many things about Ya'juj Ma'juj, that they are not humans, they are another creation, they are creation between jinn and insan. But by and large, the references that are made in the different narrations, we find that they are from the offspring of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Just a little idea of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's children. He had four sons. Some narrations got three, but by and large he had four sons. One was Ham, one was Sam, the other was Yafith, and the fourth one was Kan'an. Kan'an was that son that was disobedient, who didn't embark on the ark, and then he was washed away and he was drowned. So that does away with him. And then there were the three sons of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Ham, Sam and Yafith. And from them progenies began to grow. In other words, progenies came out. Now it is stated in the narration that this Ya'juj Ma'juj is from the progeny of Yafith. So like how you and I are human beings, they were also, and they are also human beings. They're not any other being, they're not any other creation. With regards to the number of the Ya'juj Ma'juj, Sayyidina Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this riwayat is muttafaq alayh, it is in Bukhari and Muslim also. He says that once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about Qiyamah. As a matter of fact, when we had begun Surah al-Hajj, the opening ayat, Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqoo rabbakum alladhi in Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqoo rabbakum alladhi خَلَقَكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Over there, this narration also appears that when that ayat was revealed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba in very similar words, that he said, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say to Adam alayhi salam, pick from your progeny, from your children, in other words, insan. Pick out those that are destined for the fire of Jahannam. Allah save us. So he will ask, O Allah, who are they? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say who they are, but Allah ta'ala gives some numbers, and Allah says, from 1,000 individuals, 999 will be destined for the fire of Jahannam. In other words, only one person will go to Jannah. Obviously, Sahaba was Sahaba. Their aspirations for Jannah, their aspirations for the Radha and the pleasure of Allah was at if the highest level any insan could reach after Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. So they showed a great amount of concern that if that is the case, then we're all going to be destructed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, 999 will be from Ya'juj, Ma'juj, and then one from you. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing that their numbers will outweigh our numbers by far. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one riwayat. He says our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divided all human beings into 10 parts to give us an understanding. And he said that 9/10 will be Ya'juj Ma'juj. So if we take the global population today, and then you go back and you go back and you go back, then we will understand that we are just 1/10 of what Ya'juj Ma'juj is. So that is the one aspect. So that is the lineage and that is the numbers, the huge numbers that they are. One other aspect, then our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once our mother Sayyida Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha says, he had gotten up from his sleep, and he made a few statements. One was, La ilaha illallah, and the other was Waylun lil Arab. Now obviously this hadith, academically from a hadith point of view, the muhaddithin have spoken quite a bit about it. Nonetheless, then Nabi Karim, she says his face became red, there was worry. And then he said that this Yajuj Majuj, that whole of that wall has become so big, he took his index finger and he took his thumb and he made it like this. He joined the two together on this day. So he's giving the Ummah an idea about this unleashing of this Yajuj Majuj. And obviously we find in another narration, then she asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is it possible that we will be destroyed, our destruction, is it possible when there are righteous people amongst us? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when khabath refers to evil, when evil abounds, then obviously we could get destroyed. And I think the very important aspect here for each and every one of us, that we need to introspect, we need to look. Evil should never ever be in our agenda at all. Evil will mean evil deeds. Number two, evil will also mean bad akhlaq, bad temperament, bad personality. When that comes into a community, when it comes into an individual, then destruction becomes a huge possibility. And for that, we rid ourselves, we make tawbah, we make istighfar, we seek forgiveness from Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. Then in one narration, another narration, our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this Yajuj Majuj is persistent in trying to penetrate this wall. And they work, and they work, and they carry on working, making a relentless effort. And then they come to a point where they go significantly. In one narration, they can see the other side. You know, we speak about the hole through, the hole at the end of the tunnel. They can see the light from the other side. And then they say, we will continue work tomorrow. And the tomorrow when they come, everything that they had done is undone. In other words, the wall goes back. This is from the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then until that day, when they will be given some kind of guidelines where they will say, if Allah wills. In other words, they say, inshallah. And that is the time when the Yajuj Majuj will unleash. Now coming back, tie it up to where we were. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam's era. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the unleashing of Yajuj Majuj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam to take the believers and go to Bantur. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.